they've certainly picked the right companies to target. These are companies that are at the heart of the military corporate establishment. But I don't think that coming as they do 6 weeks or 7 weeks into the conflict, that they're necessarily going to get the attention or strike fear or get the generals, frankly, to change their calculus about this war. It feels a bit like a warning shot, but that warning shot is coming well into the conflict already. So I'm not quite sure what the impact is going to be, if any, on the warring sides.
And in terms of economic interests and assets that can be affected by the sanctions and the visa restrictions, some people say, for example, Dagalo wouldn't care much about U.S. sanctions. His interests are with Russia and the Gulf countries and Libya. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think what was not announced with this was a diplomatic strategy for how they see these sanctions being pursued and applied. I think without the cooperation of countries like the UAE, where some of these countries have their corporate headquarters, then I think there's no chance of these having any kind of impact. So certainly with Russia, I don't think Russia will be dissuaded at all. So some of the businesses and some of the countries that are already doing business with these entities, I think that they're unlikely to be dissuaded from continuing their work. But with countries like UAE, which has presumably been a U.S. ally and presumably the U.S. has an open channel of communication with, if they can't get them to equally apply these sanctions, then I think there's probably very little hope that they're going to have an impact.
And with regard to the military, the U.S. would also want an ally like Egypt to cooperate. Is that correct?
Well, presumably, yes. I think that, again, if no one takes these sanctions seriously, if they continue to do business with these corporations, then I think there's going to be very little impact. And frankly, anybody who's going to be doing business with entities that are already at war and where they've already had a military junta overthrow the government, they're clearly, I think, not worried about the reputational risk or even the potential legal risk of doing business with these entities. So we have sanctioned, I think, what looks like low-hanging fruit. That's still important to do, but I don't think that we should expect there to be a shift in the war effort as a result of this.
The announcement did not include names or any specific individuals targeted with sanctions. Can we surmise that the two top generals, Burhan, the army chief, and Dagalo, the RSF commander, are targeted directly?
No, we can't surmise that they've been targeted directly. I think that this feels like a warning shot to them. On the RSF side, the companies that have been targeted are at the heart of the Dagalo family empire. And so I think that it is a warning shot to them. But I think the fact that none of the generals being targeted suggests to me that Washington continues to believe that those generals have a role to play in the political talks going forward, that they have a role to play in the Jeddah discussions. And I think that shows a kind of continuation of a misguided U.S. approach where we continue to prioritize the military actors in a political conversation going forward. And until we decide that those actors are no longer legitimate in the political talks, and we would decide that by sanctioning them directly, then I think we hold open the possibility that they continue to play a role, which is very dangerous.